Archives under siege, Iron Mountain, Link rot, and what clay tablets got right. Several apparently unrelated HN stories this week converge on a single theme: institutional memory fails not only through catastrophe but through custody failures, contractual disputes, and the slow decay of pointers. The 9PBS and Iron Mountain lawsuit is the most acute example. PBS affiliates have long-term agreements with Iron Mountain, one of the dominant records and data management companies, to store archival content. The lawsuit alleges that Iron Mountain has blocked 9PBS from accessing its own archived data, apparently as leverage in a contract dispute. The 320 points and 184 comments reflect the inflammatory character of the facts. A public broadcaster potentially locked out of decades of journalism by a vendor relationship gone adversarial. The failure is not technological but contractual and structural. Organizations that outsource institutional memory to third-party custodians inherit the governance risk of those relationships. The ambient version of the same problem is a link rot study tracking 657,607 URLs, which found a substantial fraction dead, redirected to unrelated content, or returning errors. The web's founding assumption that URLs are stable identifiers proves in practice to be a bet on the continuity of hosting agreements, domain registrations, and organizational survival. The 194 points and 185 comments, a near 1-1 ratio, reflect strong personal resonance. Archivists, researchers, journalists, and developers all encounter the problem of citing sources that no longer exist. The Internet Archive's Wayback Machine was repeatedly cited as a partial mitigation, but several commenters observed that the Wayback Machine is itself a single point of failure for the collective memory of the web. Donkey. Bass, turning 45 years old, 246 points and 112 comments, is the celebratory face of the same theme. The 131 lines of BASIC written by Bill Gates and Neil Conzen, which shipped with the original IBM PC and introduced a generation to computer gaming, run in a browser today because deliberate preservation work made that possible. The Library of Ashurbanipal essay connected this to the longest available time horizon. The Assyrian king assembled a library of cuneiform tablets in the 7th century BCE as a systematic preservation effort, and many of those tablets survived specifically because the fire that destroyed the library baked the clay harder, making it more durable. The HN thread drew the pointed comparison. Some of the most robust digital archives today have survived not through careful stewardship but through accidental redundancy. Mirrors, caches, and copies that nobody intended as archives. Sean Godek's essay blog about things you don't understand yet, which earned 116 points and 34 comments, fits the archiving theme from the personal angle. Godek argues that writing publicly about areas of active confusion is more valuable than waiting for expertise. The web being lost to link rot is not primarily polished final product. It is working notes, process records, and the documentation of learning in progress. Exactly the material least likely to be formally archived and most irreplaceable as a record of how people actually think.